We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Monday, September 27th. The Colorado football team began Pac-12 conference play the same way they ended non-conference play, with a loss. Saturday night in Tempe, Arizona, the Buffs did rediscover the rushing attack with 183 yards on the ground, as both Jarek Broussard and Alex Fontenot went over 1,000 yards for their careers. But the passing game accumulated only 67 yards en route to a 35-13 loss to Arizona State by Carl Durrell's squad.
You know, we did have a little bit of progress, but the unfortunate thing, the things that sticks out to me more than anything is, you know, for example, on defense, we did some really good things and created some stops in the first half, but, you know, those personal foul penalties and late hits and stuff like that, extended drives. And whenever you extend drives with a good team to have that type of, you know, high power operation offensively is going to eventually catch up to you, and that's unfortunate for us. And then on the other side, there were some positive things that I felt the offense did. We still have a lot of work to accomplish. We still had some, I call some false starts and just some procedural things that are still issuing, like plaguing us a little bit. You know, the passing game is still, you know, I saw a glimpse of a light about that, but the run game kind of started a little bit better today. So we got to continue to bring this young team around, and you know, I think B. Lou played better. You know, he looked like he had a little bit better command of what was going on there. Still, he's made steps of progress, but we got to keep bringing him forward.
You guys, you were talking about, you know, kind of sticking your head in the offensive room, and it looked like you were getting creative, trying to find ways to get playmakers the ball, right?
We're always trying to do that now. We're trying to find any and all people. And, you know, with these young players we have, they're, you know, they all want to try to do the right things, but we're still making some mistakes along the way. And but we got to get things shored up. You know, we have to, you know, we're in season. There are no, you know, practice games or anything like that. Every game counts, and we have to kind of get things. We have to have an urgency about getting things shored up. But there was some progress, you know, from what it was the previous week to this week, and we got to keep progressing each and every week.
Brendan Lewis was the only signal caller to play for CU and was 7-17 passing for 67 yards. The Buffs actually outrushed the Sun Devils 183-167, with Fontenot rushing 14 times for 65 yards and a touchdown, but the Buffs managed just 67 yards passing while giving up 272 in the air. The Buffs return to Boulder next Saturday for a noon matchup with Pac-12 foe USC. Coverage begins at 10 a.m. on the Colorado Football Network in Denver on 850 KOA and on the Varsity Network app. On Friday, Colorado Women's Volleyball upset number 15 Utah 3-0, 25-15, 25-17, and 25-23 to secure its 10th win of the season. 24th-ranked Buffs gave the Utes their third loss of the campaign after CU finished with a hitting percentage of 351 and held the Pac-12 hitting percentage leaders to just 170 hitting percentage. Leah Clayton led Colorado to the victory with 15 kills and a career-high 464 hitting percentage. She was joined by Maya Tabron, who had 13 kills on her own with an incredible career-best 500 hitting percentage. Next up, the Buffs host Oregon Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Event Center. You can catch it on the Pac-12 Network. The Colorado soccer team opened up Pac-12 play with a 2-2 draw against Cal at Edwards Stadium Saturday in Berkeley. The Buffs scored both their goals in the opening 10 minutes of the match off strikes from Sinead Hopcroft and Allie Palangi. Cal responded with 2 second-half goals to level things up, and the score remained tied following 2 10-minute overtime periods. Colorado Soccer now returns to Prentice Field on Thursday, 3 o'clock Mountain Time, to match up with the Washington Huskies in the Pac-12 Network. The CU men's golf team slipped 2 notches Saturday into a 7th-place finish at the 66th annual New Mexico William H. Tucker Intercollegiate as it came to a close in Albuquerque. BYU used the low round of the event, a second-round 18-under effort, as the Cougars cruised to a 19-stroke victory and finishing with a 23-under 841 team score. Buffs had 2 players shoot at even par 72 on New Mexico's 7,555-yard championship course, but the 3 others crowded 5-over-77s. That left CU with a 10-over-298 team score for the day and an 18-over-882 total for 54 holes and that 7th-place finish. The Colorado women's golf team will compete this week today through the 29th at the Golf Week Challenge. The tournament will take place at Red Sky Ranch in Walcott, Colorado. There are 2 courses at Red Sky Ranch, the Fazio course designed by Tom Fazio and the Norman course designed by Greg Norman. The Golf Week Challenge will take place at the Fazio course. It's a par 72 that measures 7,116 yards. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.